We have just heard the sentence for Nicolas Sarkozy, France's former president. To remind you, he's been found guilty of criminal conspiracy. By that, the judge meant that he was involved in a group in the view of preparing corruption. The accusations of Libyan financing for his electoral campaign, by far the most serious accusation. And basically what he's been found guilty of is having been in a group, so a criminal conspiracy, with the view of preparing corruption. And the judge said that he had allowed and he was aware that his collaborators, so Claude Guéant, Brice Hortefeux, former ministers, had gone and tried to find financing from his campaign from Muammar Gaddafi. Now, Sarkozy has always denied that, as have his former ministers who were defendants in this trial as well. But what the judge says, we understand, is that Nicolas Sarkozy was not found guilty of embezzlement. He was cleared of embezzlement, illegal campaign financing and corruption because there's been no proof, no evidence creating a direct line from Gaddafi's coffers to the coffers of Nicolas Sarkozy's electoral campaign. So no proof was found that Gaddafi's money actually ended up in the coffers of Nicolas Sarkozy's campaign. So he was cleared of three out of the four accusations. But being found guilty of being in a criminal conspiracy has meant a 5-year prison sentence for the former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy.